Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, March 13th. The NFL league year has officially begun. The Calvin Ridley sweepstakes have also come and gone. Calvin Ridley is signing with the Tennessee Titans, the Jaguars' arch nemesis. 4 years, $92 million, $50 million fully guaranteed by the Tennessee Titans for Calvin Ridley. It stinks. It definitely stings if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. The Jaguars, they played the game here and they got burned. Bottom line, by a division rival, by their arch nemesis, no less. Really appreciate y'all tuning in, though. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So it looks like right now, $23 million per year, according to initial reports, for Calvin Ridley to the Tennessee Titans. So there's probably a team out there after 2 years when you look at $50 million fully guaranteed. Wouldn't be surprised if there's some escalators that make it $23 million per year in terms of some benchmarks that he can hit to get that 23. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes in closer to 20. We'll see how that looks. But the bottom line is, he's playing for your division rival, and you're now facing him twice a year when you play the Tennessee Titans. You got to go up against him. You got to go up against D-Hop, who is older. But that really stings if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, if you're a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, if you are in that front office or on that coaching staff. My goodness. The Jaguars and the Patriots, they were the top two teams all week, right? Legal tampering period started Monday. All you heard about, for the most part, was Jags, Patriots. There were some other teams sprinkled in there. The Texans, the Titans were one of those names that came up. Panthers. But I told y'all this morning, even though everything the last day or so had been Jags and Patriots, expect another team to enter the conversation. Expect another team to emerge. And it is the damn Tennessee Titans. Unbelievable. And I did predict this would happen. Not that he would go to Tennessee, but I told y'all last week, I think the week before, that I thought the Jaguars would lose Calvin Ridley. They do so because they couldn't get their ducks in a row, right? They couldn't place the franchise tag on Calvin Ridley because they drug their feet with Josh Allen, not even just this offseason, which they did, but into the regular season. Why didn't you sign him during the year? Why didn't you sign him prior to the year? Good teams sign good players before they're going into their contract year. Josh Allen has been the commensurate pro. Everything you want from a guy you draft in the first round, and instead Trent Baalke says, go prove it again. And now they still haven't signed Josh Allen. He's under the franchise tag. And because Josh Allen is under the franchise tag, you couldn't place the franchise tag on Calvin Ridley, leaving you wide open to him leaving, to you making that big-time trade, in 2022 at the trade deadline. You looked like one of the smartest guys out there, if only for a moment, giving up a fifth-round pick and, a second, third, or fourth ends up being a third for Calvin Ridley. Again, you do so because you can't get your ducks in a row. You do so because of mismanagement of the roster. I said earlier this week, there's a reason that every free agent hits free agency. There is. The reason Calvin Ridley hit free agency is because of poor roster management, and that falls on the general manager. That falls on Trent Baalke. So yeah, great trade a couple years ago. That was smart. Couldn't keep the guy around after he had over 1,000 yards for you after 2 years almost being removed from football. 29 years old. Guy that has all the talent in the world. I think another year with Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley would have been, you know, at the very least in Pro Bowl conversations. All is not lost for the Jaguars, right? But this is damning for Trent Baalke. And it stings for the organization, not only because he goes to a division rival, but because you lose your most talented outside receiver. Make no mistake about it. I am very, very happy for Calvin Ridley. He deserves a big payday. And at his age, like, he's going into his second contract at 29 years old. Entered the league late, right? And then obviously also had the couple years off, basically. Had the suspension, which didn't count as a year accrued, right? But this is probably the only shot he's going to get at a major contract. And he did get a major contract. Again, reported $23 million per year over 4 years, $50 million fully guaranteed. David Malugeta, his agent, has done amazing things for his clients throughout, you know, the last handful of years, continues to do so. Do not blame Calvin Ridley for this. Blame Trent Baalke if you want to blame someone, right? Calvin Ridley followed the biggest bag, and I do not blame him one bit for doing that. He wanted to be in Jacksonville. The Jaguars could get in the ballpark of someone else. I think he would have stayed. Of the Titans' offer, I think he would have stayed, but they didn't. And you have one man to blame for that. Again, all is not lost, though. What do the Jaguars have now as their pass catchers, now that Calvin Ridley is a Tennessee Titan? They have a number one slot in Christian Kirk. He's one of the better slot receivers in the league. One of the most consistent players they've had on their roster the last 2 years. A player that I think they make the playoffs in 2023 if he doesn't go down with injury against the Cincinnati Bengals. Great pro, great worker, in line to have a fantastic season for the Jaguars as a slot receiver in 2024. You have a mid-level number two in Gabe Davis on the outside now. Don't forget you brought in Gabe Davis. And had you not brought in Gabe Davis, maybe you would have felt more comfortable making a bigger offer for Calvin Ridley. I don't know. Just saying. But you do have Gabe Davis now, who is, you know, a wide receiver too, in my opinion. A mid-level wide receiver too. But he does play outside. He is an X receiver, which is something the Jaguars have kind of been missing. He's big bodied, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 215 to 220 pounds. He wins vertically. He can go up and get some contested catches for you. Those are two things you were missing in this offense, even with Calvin Ridley. So you do like that skill set that Gabe Davis brings. You still have Zay Jones, who was looking like maybe a forgotten guy, but in this offense, he's an average three, has chemistry with Trevor Lawrence. If he's healthy going into 2024, and again, he just had his legal issues dismissed. So I think that...
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Zay Jones is a guy that's probably going to be around here in Jacksonville now. When you look at the way this group is constructed, at least for 2024, he is going into the final year of his deal. But I think he's a wide receiver three that has chemistry with Trevor Lawrence when healthy. He can go out there and he can stretch the field a little bit. A lot of his targets throughout his time in Jacksonville have been underneath, but you see times where he stretches the field as well. You do have a number one receiving tight end in Evan Engram. You got Devin Duvernay as your gadget guy slash return man. Parker Washington, who you got in the draft last year, is good depth. Hopefully Elijah Cooks is still around. And this is a group now that complements each other better because Gabe Davis, like I said, he can stretch vertically. He can go up and get the football a little bit for you. And he can open up space underneath for Christian Kirk and for Evan Engram, who win more on the intermediate level of the field and short. So, yeah, you have a group of pass catchers that does complement each other, but it would have looked a lot better with Calvin Ridley. No question about it. So now you look at this football team, you look at these pass catchers, this offense. Receiver is a huge need, in my opinion, because you still need a real number one on the outside, and you don't want to keep paying guys that are veterans the way you have been. Like, every receiver for the Jaguars that is in their top four is a veteran that they didn't draft. That's not the right way to build a football team. And when you're Trent Baalke and you don't really know how to draft wide receivers, this is what ends up happening. And when you're Trent Baalke and you drag your feet with Josh Allen, this is what ends up happening. You lose Calvin Ridley. But you still need a real number one on the outside regardless, in my opinion. Could you go sign Hollywood Brown potentially? He's a borderline one. He definitely has speed to stretch the field, reliable hands. So I think you like the fit. Now that Gabe Davis is here, you'll probably get outbid. And again, that's signing another player. What the Jaguars really need is to hit on receivers in the draft. So you don't have to go out and sign a new wide receiver every offseason. Change plans every offseason with the wide receivers you have. Because you can't keep paying these guys the way you're paying them. Yeah, you can pay a receiver or two, but the Jaguars are now paying Christian Kirk number one money. They are paying Gabe Davis number two money. They are paying Zay Jones number two money. They are paying Devin Duvernay like number three money. And so they're going to have to find some guys in the draft, whether Trent Baalke likes it or not, in my opinion, if they want to build a sustainable wide receiver room. And I think receiver is now a real possibility in round one, and if not then, very early. You do have your second round pick now. After the new league year hit, the Jaguars had not signed Calvin Ridley, so it's a third round pick going to the Atlanta Falcons. So the Jaguars now have a first round pick, second round pick, and third round pick, two fourth round picks. One of those picks has got to be a receiver. maybe multiple, in my opinion. And they do have guys here for 2024, no question. I think that the receiver group that they have can get the job done. But is it an elite group? No, it's not. Not by any stretch. I think you need another legitimate outside receiver. You need to try to find an alpha who can play outside for you. You need to try to find a target funnel. You've got two guys in Christian Kirk and Evan Engram who can be featured targets, certainly, who can be high-volume targets. Zay Jones can be an auxiliary piece. Gabe Davis can be a field-stretching piece and a guy who you target a lot as well. But you need more. You need someone who has the reliable hands. Because even Gabe Davis, like, he's been volatile as a contested catch guy. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up you know what, and tell you that Gabe Davis is some elite outside receiver. He's not. He's a mid-level wide receiver too, in my opinion, that does stretch the field vertically, which helps out the rest of this offense, and can come down with some contested catches. But that's not like what he's all about. He's not like 50% plus in the contested catch department. So I still think you need somebody who you feel you can build around long-term. In my opinion, Christian Kirk is a long-term guy. I think you need one other long-term guy at the very least, and that needs to be an outside receiver. So that's kind of how I look at it. I know you also need some movement here with the depth in the edge group, the defensive line, definitely some needs there. Think you need another young, talented corner to build around. You have Tyson Campbell. You brought in Ronald Darby, who is up there in age. Still think you need another corner. Obviously, probably you'll see some Darnell Savage, some Antonio Johnson looks at nickel. But you need another young corner. So you need a lot. You still need a lot after free agency. I think that the moves the Jaguars made in free agency overall, pretty good. But I certainly would have preferred to allocate more resources towards Calvin Ridley than Gabe Davis. Like, I'd rather have Calvin Ridley at a higher clip than what you brought in Gabe Davis for. Now, not to say I don't like Gabe Davis, I do, and I think he complements what you have. But now you've got to go into the draft, or you've got to go get another guy in free agency or via trade. You know, Mike Williams is available. Could he make sense for the Jaguars? I'm not sure. Was it all in on Calvin Ridley if you're going to go get another veteran wide receiver that's going to be high-priced? Was he the only guy they were going to drop a bag for? Or is there other players out there that they would potentially try to sign, which, again, not sustainable long-term, but will it get you through 2024 if you brought in a Hollywood Brown or a Mike Williams who has been, you know, off-injured lately? We'll see. Really sorry about it, folks. Calvin Ridley to the Titans. It sucks. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all try to have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.